The fabric of memory. Sand spurs, red clay and slash pine. The land is weary. The cotton gin is silent. The old house is still in gray. There are boards missing on the wide veranda. Plumbing and electricity have yet to arrive. A healthy arm is needed to pump the water for cooking and washing. The outhouse door swings open unless it's firmly latched. Like storytellers, the old quilts keep the family history. The work shirt here, the party dress there, the piece of the jacket retrieved from the motorcycle accident that cost Uncle Joe a leg. The corral in the center of the front yard, now only home to the old mule devil. Eyes rolling, hooves flashing, he lives up to his name. Down the road, the old frame Baptist church, white paint, blistered and peeling. The child remembers how the preacher tore his shirt and ranted hell's fire with such passion that it seemed the walls would be scorched, the hymnals burst into flame. The long oaken table where the food was served to the men folks first, while the children wave poles with fringed paper to keep the flies moving. The long sideboard where a child could find leftover biscuits or pie or cornbread to share with a friend or maybe chickens. Black folks would come for the work and the food. Kindness and generosity dispensed from the back porch. Riding in Grandpa's buggy or the aunt's Model T, corn liquor in jugs down in the spring house next to the morning's milking, cooling in tin pails. Long rows of cotton starting to bloom in the heat, popping from pods in the fall. Your mother telling you she found you one cool October morning on an open ball. When the kinfolks gathered, fried chicken and watermelon and Aunt Reedy's peach ice cream, it had to be churned for 100 years before you could taste it. And more watermelons and flies and cousins by the dozens. Swimming in Black Creek, the water was brown as old coffee. The bottom was slick. The water bugs was wiggly and scary. The uncles dived and swam like big fishes. They climbed out on the vines to swing out over the river and drop with a great splash. And the thin, faded quilts with the stories they told of a dream, a love, or a death. When the house burned down, the stories and the dreams were lost in the gray smoke of yesterday. And the bank went bust, and the cows went dry, and the land, so tired, just quit. And Grandpa was old, and the boys were all gone.